This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
This is NASCAR driver Tony Breininger, inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for my favorite craveable chicken fingers. Turbocharge your order and get it even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app. Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
Sneaky Freaks, announcement. We are going to be going on hiatus during July and August. We will miss you.
We will, but we don't want you to miss us. So we would love you to go on to the back catalog of wherever you're listening to this podcast and check out a lot of great, phenomenal sexologists, comedians, even some of Cam's ex-lovers. You can follow us on all the socials, YouTube, Instagram, and of course, my favorite, TikTok.
Just search for Sex Talk with My Mom.
You are listening to a Pleasure Podcast. For more from our sex podcast collective, visit pleasurepodcasts.com.
You're so not I'm giving him Tanga eggs to fuck. I'm giving him prostate massagers.
And your brother-in-law is saying, oh, I like those. I'll take those. And one time use only. What's going on over there?
Well, they're expensive little eggs. It's uncomfortable to talk about sex, but sometimes it's important to get uncomfortable. Sex Talk with My Mom is the best mom-son podcast about sex.
It's the only one as well.
My mother is a cougar.
My son is a clown.
In a nutshell, my dad died, so my mother decided to create a YouTube channel all about sex, like all mothers do.
And then my son decides to use my material in his stand-up comedy routines.
And thus, Sex Talk with My Mom was born. Welcome to Sex Talk with My Mom. I'm Cam Potter.
And I'm Karen Lee Potter, his mother.
My mother. We are about to do something amazing. We're about to wrap up some 500-something episodes.
What do you mean wrap up? You mean we're going to take a little hiatus from recording on a weekly basis.
We're doing our first hiatus. We did one hiatus before. It lasted 2 weeks. Okay? We're attempting to do a hiatus for 2 months. We'll see how it goes.
Yes.
And we'll see where we're at the end of that.
So don't cry because we have a lot of back episodes that
we
you can catch up on.
We got a lot of back episodes. You haven't listened. Most of you have not. Some of the Sneaky Freaks have listened to all of them.
Some of them are so fun, especially the ones we have guests. One year we had you have just all comedians. So you guys should check that out.
Check it out. But we're taking a little hiatus because I'm about to go to clown school.
And if you're watching this on YouTube, you could see that he's wearing a red beret.
Yes, that's correct.
With something written on it.
It's the clown school is in France. I'm trying to prepare for this French experience. And there's some French written on it. What does it say, ma'am?
J'adore coming. C-U-M-M-I-N-G.
Now, you took French in high school?
Yes, I did. So honors French.
What does this mean?
I love coming.
It's true.
You do. So, it's true. You love coming. I'm so glad. I love coming, too, but I don't walk around with a red beret.
So that says that you love coming? Maybe
now,
you should.
When you
let
go
the
to,
world know.
When you go to France.
Yes.
Are you intending to pick up women wearing that hat?
Oh, yeah. Clowns. French clowns.
Yes.
Although I don't know if there's any French people that actually attend this school. I think it's pretty international.
Well, it's people that love the same thing you love.
Little clown town.
I told someone today that you are taking a hiatus to go to clown school.
Yeah.
She thought that was just great, but what exactly do they do in clown school?
I can't even tell you how many people have asked me, what are you hoping to get out of that? Why are you doing that?
She told me that she thinks you're as good as Sebastian Maniscalco.
It's very sweet.
And that you should definitely do comedy. And I'm like, what do you think he does every week on this podcast?
He's doing comedy. Well, I'm studying with the master clown himself. And there, to answer all of your sneaky freak questions, why am I doing this? It's because I enjoy this. This is, of all the things in my life, I'm not going to say it's better than the podcast, but I'm going to say going to clown class is one of my favorite things.
All right.
That's all I'll say.
You're insinuating that you needed to make a choice.
I didn't insinuated shit.
Okay.
I just knew that it was going to be hard to balance both clown school work and this.
Right. Them's fighting words if you're saying that you think clown school is better than this.
I would never say
podcast.
That, mother. I would never say that. You know I would never say that. Well, As this is our ultimate episode before the hiatus,
our farewell
we wanted to have a question of the week that was a fitting for this one.
Yeah. I dosed myself with some steroids and T3.
So you're ready to record?
I'm ready to record. You guys, if I'm acting a little weird, it's because I'm on roids.
And if I'm acting weird, it's because that's just me.
It's because you're taking some weird tea.
Gen Matcha tea. Highly recommend. We should really get sponsored by a Gen Matcha company. Okay, here's the question of the week. Are you ready?
Yes.
When it comes to the bedroom, do you identify as a Cam or a Karen Lee? Why and in what ways? Also, feel free to share your biggest takeaway from the show if you feel so inspired. That was a nice bonus question.
It was.
Yeah, I came up with this question.
Give you full credit.
Thank you. This came to me bright and early in the morning, the crack of dawn. I woke up, there was a squirrel on my roof, and I had the thought, you know, this could be a good question of the week.
The squirrel inspired you.
Well, waking up with this question inspired me. Isn't it amazing our brains do that?
I love when I come up with this brilliant observation when I'm sleeping and I don't write it down and the next morning I have no clue what it was.
How about when you write it down and you're like, well, why was I thinking that was ever brilliant?
I know. It seems so much more brilliant in the middle of the night than it does in the clear day of morning.
But I do think this is a brilliant question.
All right. So let's go for it.
Okay. So when it comes to the bedroom, do you identify as a Cam or a Karen Lee? Why and in what ways? Okay. So Mother, do you want to go first?
Oh, put me on the spot. Well, I identify obviously as myself.
Why?
Because I'm me.
But how would you,
reading, I read some of the comments ahead of time, which I normally don't do. I like to be surprised, but this, I just couldn't contain myself. I had to check it out. I was very touched by a lot of people saying that they liked my confidence.
You're confident. Well, you literally have identified, you have recoined the term cougar to mean confident, older, unique, genuine, assertive, racy woman. So I don't understand why.
I love that you knew that.
Are you fucking kidding me? We've been doing this for 8 years now. Eight.
Someone
in September
recently,
will be 8 years.
Someone recently said, did she make that up? Yes, I made that up.
Who the fuck else is going to be saying that?
That was a shit on.
Well, I'm just saying, you're the original cougar. Who else is going to come up with
that? I'm the OG cougar.
The OG.
So, of course, I identify as Karen Lee because I am Karen Lee. Although, sometimes when I'm not feeling so great, I'm not feeling very Karen Lee-like.
Oh, are you suggesting you're more like Cam in that
I'm
situation?
I'm more like...
What the fuck?
I didn't mean I'm more like Cam.
It sounds like it. When I'm feeling shitty, yeah, I identify more as a Cam. The fuck is that?
I didn't mean it negatively. I mean, sometimes I get more introspective, like you get more...
No way!
Yes.
Well, guess what? Most of the time, I identify as a Karen Lee.
No way, you do not. You identify as me and not yourself?
Well, I'm so confident, sometimes older. I'm unique, definitely. I'm genuine. I'm assertive.
You're definitely racy.
And I'm racy.
Yeah, look at you. It's your door coming.
So let's just say sometimes we break out of the boxes that people create for us.
Yes.
How about that?
And sometimes I do feel a little like I should be more philosophical.
What is that? Why is that the takeaway over here? That you're the fun, confident one and I'm the fucking philosophical one that makes
people... You're the one who loves romance and focus.
Romance and focus?
Focus.
What the fuck?
Yeah, you like people to focus, you know, just to not be distracted.
What the hell?
Like you couldn't be with a woman that was very ADHD.
Okay. All right. Well, let's see what
I don't
the fucking,
mean that as a negative.
How about the second part of this, which is feel free to share your biggest takeaway from the show if you feel so inspired.
Me?
Yeah.
You go first.
Wow. Jeez. 8 years of doing this. My biggest takeaway? I think it's just to not give a fuck. The life is too short to really... to care, to not speak openly about your own life experience. You know, if you are getting turned on by something, you like jerking off to fucking, you know, bonobos or some shit.
Bonobos,
share it
yeah.
with the world. I mean, you don't need to necessarily act on it and go fuck a bonobo, but you shouldn't be ashamed, you know?
And especially with people that are very close to you, you should be able to talk openly to one another and not give a fuck.
Yeah, I'd love that feeling of, yeah,
it's a freeing
freedom.
Yeah.
So what about you? What's your greatest takeaway?
Same thing.
Mom.
What?
You can't use it.
Okay. My greatest takeaway from doing the podcast. The podcast has gotten, it got the goofy side of me going.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You weren't goofy before the podcast?
I got much more open and goofier when I started doing the podcast.
I think it's more of age.
Or I turned a certain age and
yeah,
I don't give a rat's ass anymore.
That's right.
Then why are you asking me why? I was trying to tell you what my answer was
okay.
to that question.
Do you think that's accurate?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think age
I'll
is,
let you take
age
it.
Is part fine. Of it. Yes, yeah, I did tend to get to a point where I didn't give a shit about if I'm wearing a bra or underpants. But no, I mean, I was even thinking of like explaining a story and whether or not I wanted to share it with you because it happened recently. And then I thought, what do I give a shit? He knows I have sex with my boyfriend. Who gives a fuck?
Okay. Is that today that we're going to hear that? Are we hearing that today? Is that a precursor?
No, it's not a precursor.
What the fuck is going on?
It could be a precursor if I decided to share with you and our little videographer.
Our wonderful videographer, Joseph, over here. Thank you, Joseph, for all the years of hard work over here.
He saluted me just now. Or you. Maybe.
Both of us.
Did you salute?
It's a double salute.
Oh, my God. It was a goofy face that salute.
So shall we go on to the sneaky freak answers to this question?
I think we got it here.
Okay, just to refresh you guys, if you want to stay in touch with us, give us a text at 310-356-3920. This is a good time to stay in touch, given that we're going on hiatus. You won't be able to hear us, so you might as well text us.
Yeah, I can't guarantee we'll be able to answer every text, but I will try.
Oh, okay. Ready? This is from RH, a 47-year-old male. He says, I am definitely a cam when I want to hook up and I'm still a deer in headlights. What the fuck is that? What is that? I want to hook up, but I'm still a deer in headlights? What do people think is going on when I'm in the bedroom?
I'm just
looking around like, oh my God, what is happening right now?
And coming all over the place.
And coming all over the place? Yes. That's the vibe I'm giving
that's
off?
That's the vibe you've told people over the
Wrong.
Years.
I've told people I'm a smooth criminal. They
I know you're
that.
A smooth criminal.
They should know that.
Well, apparently,
watch me in the bedroom. It's like a porno.
Oh, it's a porno.
It goes so smoothly.
It's so smooth.
Everyone's just getting off and moaning and squirting everywhere.
So what? Why did you take offense when you said that?
I'm still a deer in headlights.
Meaning that he's just being
shocked.
He's surprised.
Surprise.
Yeah, it doesn't mean it's not bad. It's just he finds it to be surprising when he's in the bedroom. He doesn't have a specific, you know, type of. Okay, never mind. Go on.
RH then says, best part of this past season is learning that sex can be a funny topic and not so taboo as long as you talk about it like with like-minded and curious people. I love that.
That's what I was going to say.
It's a funny topic. It's a human topic.
Well, you brought out the humor in the sex part and the play part.
Why? Because I'm a deer in the headlights.
You're a deer in the Why do you keep focusing on the negative?
Mom, let me ask you something. If someone looked at your sex life after 8 years of describing it and then said, you know what? That person fucks like a deer in headlights. Not even fucks. Only wants to fuck.
Only wants to fuck.
That you would be offended.
I would not be offended. There's no offense taken. It's just that you're still learning.
I'm not. You're learning. I'm not learning. You're learning.
Truthfully, you've learned a lot over the years.
Who's wearing the hat that says Jador coming?
I know.
Would you
learn that you like to come?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, you're not as concerned about coming too soon like you used to be.
Why do you bring that up?
I'm just saying, they don't seem to be, that's not a problem anymore.
It's definitely a problem. I just haven't hooked up with enough people recently to. Okay, let's move on.
Okay.
Mr. Bean weighed in over here.
Oh, what did Mr. Bean, who likes to stick pop rocks up his anus, have to say?
He said, Karen, I'm a Karen because I want to try new things and rock my world.
Oh, that's so sweet, Mr.
Bean. Very sweet, Bean Brain.
Wait, why does he think you don't like to try new things to rock your world?
Also, I thanked him for this text, and then he wrote back, you're welcome, bull hunk.
Bull hunk?
Yes. Why am I bull hunk? you like to rock your world, I guess.
when I do, I believe in quality sex, not quantity.
And so would you say your world is rocked with your sex? Oh my God. I just burned my whole esophagus with my Gen Maitra.
Do I think that my world is rocked?
Wait, so I'm drinking tea, so now you have to remind yourself to go drink? Should we move on to Ciara?
Yes, we should.
Ciara says, I identify more as a cam. I'm willing to try anything for the sake of the experience and enjoy making others laugh. I also don't shy away from talking openly about what my partner likes or wants. Fucking Ciara. I love this response.
Now, is she saying I don't do those things?
I think that. I mean, she didn't say that you're not doing them, but she identified that as related to me and not you. So, you know.
So people are beginning to see that you're smooth criminal comes out.
I like that she thinks that I'm try anything for the sake of experience.
Do you think that's...
I push myself.
Yeah? Have you ever had an orgy?
Have you ever had an orgy?
No, but I wanted to.
Okay. Well, guess who? I've been to play parties and you haven't.
I've seen people fucking.
That's great, mother. You also do enjoy making other people laugh.
I do. It's an extreme compliment that she gave you there.
And you don't shy away from talking openly about what your partner likes and wants. Right? You don't give a fuck?
Don't give a fuck.
What? You don't give a fuck?
No, I do. Of course it matters what he likes.
How often are you guys talking about what you like or want?
Like pretty much every time.
Really?
Yeah. Well, we'll add a little. That's what I was going to say in my little what I'm doing lately.
Oh,
God. You just added a new position recently.
After all these years.
No, I just thought I'd share that.
Okay. What's the position now?
It's like on a sideways, so it requires less energy in my point.
Oh, I've heard that. I've heard that's it's a good position, actually.
It was a very good position.
Like a spooning position.
A spooning position, yeah.
That's great. I'm glad that you're exploring still. Look at you. Your body changes and you change with it.
I go with the flow. That's me.
It opens up new doors.
Go with the flow, Karen Lee.
Go with the flow, Karen Lee.
That's right.
Crystal says, I'm definitely a Karen Lee. I've been 28 for many, many years.
There you go.
And I'm very adventurous in the bedroom. I also like keeping it spicy and trying new things.
Thank you.
Love it. Stay young. Forever young.
Forever young.
Tracy says, I feel like I'm a mix of Cam and Karen Lee. Sometimes I want that love and connection. Other times I want to fuck it out.
Well, wait a second. So are you the love and connection and me the fuck it out or vice versa?
That's definitely what's implied here.
Okay.
Have you ever read Sex with Love and Connection?
No, I did not read that. I would not waste my time with that.
You would never waste your time with Love and Connection?
No.
That's always fucking it up.
That just sounds boring to me.
Oh my fucking God.
Did you read that book multiple times?
It's not a book.
What is it?
She's saying sometimes I want that love and connection. Other times I just want to fuck it out.
I thought you said, did you read the book Love and Connection?
No, I said, do you identify with having sex with love and connection? And you said, no, I never. Why the fuck? It sounds boring.
I do stand by my word. It does sound a little boring.
You've never had sex with love and connection.
I have plenty of sex with love and connection.
Oh yeah, you plenty of sex.
I just didn't. I was thinking that would be a good title for a book, though.
What? Oh my God. Okay. You jumped to a book. You made up a whole book in your mind with this one.
Love and connection. Oh, it would be on your. I can see it being on
it's
your
like
nightstand.
Pride and Prejudice. Love and Connection.
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
Tracy goes on to say, Cam, I hope you have an amazing time in France. Thank you very much, Tracy. Karen Lee, I hope you enjoy your summer.
Oh.
Do you have summer plans? Well, what are you going to do when I'm gone?
Oh, I have a lot of plans, Cam.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What's going on in your summer?
I got nothing going on.
No.
No, I got some surgeries.
You're getting surgeries?
Eye surgery.
Why are you always getting surgeries?
I'm always getting surgeries.
Unbelievable.
This one's going to give me new lenses in my old eyes.
That would have been helpful because you have always had trouble reading this paper in here.
That's right.
All right. Well, Tracy goes on, you guys will be missed. Can't wait until you guys come back from hiatus. Well, we'll miss you, Tracy.
Oh, we're going to miss you too, Tracy.
Cassie says, I say I'm more of a Karen Lee. I enjoy having some wine or weed. I am with my long-term partner and we have to get creative sometimes to keep the magic alive. And I do enjoy a night as a pillow princess, even though I also keep my man happy too, of course. The biggest takeaway from the show so far, this better not be the end, is to talk about sex. Communication is key, and you can't grow without listening and talking if you need inspiration out of your romantic life. You have to talk about it. Thank you all for the inspiration. Mom is making the heart, the hand gesture.
Probably not even doing it in an accurate way of doing
it. No, it's not that accurate. It looked more like a little, like two circles.
But that is beautiful. That was beautiful.
It was so beautiful, Cassie. Thank you very much for this response.
Am I happy about that?
Yeah. How do you feel about her saying that you spice it up with wine or weed?
That is accurate.
And
occasionally the pillow princess.
Yeah.
But I agree with her that I still make sure that my man's having a good time too.
Oh, I love that communication is key and you can't grow without listening and talking.
Of course you do.
Why? Of course I do.
Communication is key.
Okay.
It's another new book.
Mom, what are you making a whole library over here? What's going on? Aaron says, I identify with Cam in as much as I prioritize a personal relationship with a partner before I could confidently pursue a sexual connection, but I don't share his borderline paranoid concerns about health risks. What the fuck is that? What is that?
Wait, borderline paranoid concerns.
He did get borderline paranoid, concerns about health risks.
Oh, so he's not saying you are borderline paranoid.
He didn't need to mention that.
Well, you are concerned about that.
Yeah, but I actually would identify as borderline paranoid about the health risks. I went down a rabbit hole the other day.
Why?
Because I was gifted those XL condoms. So I started reading the instructions.
Well, you're acting like people know what you're talking about.
I was gifted some XL condoms, which obviously are very useful to me. So I was reading the instructions around it. The pull-out method leads to it's actually more effective than I thought, according to
that's good. So
this little diagram.
So you pull out instead of coming
in. It's pretty on par. Maybe it's a little better to use a condom, but not by much. I was shocked.
Does that mean you're going to go bareback?
No, it made me more concerned about wearing condoms.
The pullout.
The fact that pullout is not that much worse than wearing a condom.
Maybe they're just trying to say to you that the pullout is more effective than we thought.
I'm pulling out. I'm wearing a condom. I'm not coming, letting the jizz come out of my dick anywhere near a vulva.
Okay. Thank you for sharing that. The jizz coming out of your dick will stay inside you.
Aaron says, I identify with Karen Lee's playful, enthusiastic sex positivity.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
My main takeaway from Sex Talk with My Mom is that open, honest discussions about our sex lives is positive, deepens understanding and compassion, and doesn't have to be shameful, creepy, or inappropriate. I wish everyone could share as openly as Cam and Karen Lee. It would make the world a better, happier, and more connected place. Thank you for all the great work. Love you too. Another heart. A little heart in the form. It looks a little better. It's like a lopsided B. Sideways B. Thank you, Aaron. That is extremely sweet. If we affected one person like this, makes the whole thing worthwhile. Phenomenal.
When I hear these things, it gives me what's known as nachas.
I know you're going with Yiddish with this.
Nachas means like good feelings in Yiddish.
Good feelings. Thank you, Aaron, for the good vibes.
I otherwise call it warm fuzzies.
The warm fuzzies.
Yeah.
Tim says, I would say more like a Karen Lee.
There you go, Tim.
She knows what she likes in the bedroom and then goes and gets it done. Cam knows what he wants and then just talks about it on a podcast instead of actually doing it. Fuck.
What?
Thank you, Tim. What the fuck is that?
I don't.
You don't know what you don't know what's going on in my personal life. You don't know. I might be out there getting exactly what I want. You don't know. You don't know, Tim.
Maybe this is a good thing for us to do this right now
because he's pushing me out the fucking safety.
Yes, you're in the nest.
I'm in the nest.
You're a little albatross.
We're on the way here. I'm driving. By the way, if you guys didn't know, I pick up my mother and drive her every time we record this fucking podcast.
It's like driving Miss Daisy.
I pick her up. She gets in the car. We're trying to have somewhat of a conversation.
No,
and then
wait.
Today,
no.
She starts, I can't get the albatross out of my mind. You're losing it.
Okay.
What albatross?
Okay, first of all, the music you play in the car is horrible.
Oh, excuse me.
It's always from like a different country.
Are you fucking kidding me? You're criticizing my DJing? I drive you every goddamn week.
I appreciate that you drive me, but the music has got something to be desired.
I pick your ass up in the difficult parking lot.
I'm sorry.
I schlep you all the way over here. It's not like we live that close. It would be much closer for me to go direct.
Excuse me.
And now you complain about my what are you going to complain about my driving next?
No, your driving is actually very good, especially your parking. But
thank you.
I brought up the albatross because I couldn't get it out of my mind.
Why? What's with you and the albatross?
I saw one of these Planet Earth Part 2 or whatever, and they go through the whole poor life cycle of an albatross.
Why?
Now you got me forgetting why I even brought up the albatross.
You didn't have a reason to bring up the albatross.
Oh, yeah, that's why. I was thinking about the albatross and how difficult a life that a poor albatross has. And it doesn't help that we're, you know, making the environment deadly for them.
Okay, thank you for the albatross talk with my mother. That was very nice. Thank you for the PSA just now.
With Kizik hands-free shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy-on, easy-off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Can we move on to Elle from Las Vegas?
Yes.
Thank you, Tim, by the way.
Yeah. Tim.
For that very sweet comment about, she talks about it instead on a podcast, getting it done.
Maybe this is, oh, that's what we were talking about, the albatross and the nest. That's where I got that.
Here we go. All right.
Tim, we're pushing the little bird out of the nest.
Okay.
Into France. Hopefully he will be getting laid and coming all the time. What?
Last time I went to South America, you're like, you're always coming everywhere. Just be very careful. You made me so fucking paranoid. Now you're saying, oh no. Get pushed out of the nest. Go fuck any.
Wait, I made you paranoid.
And then Deez is going, oh, get that French pussy. What the fuck? He goes, you could get so much French pussy.
You could.
What's going on?
You walk around with the beret.
J'adore coming. You think that's going to work?
Yes.
With my stupid American accent?
I have to teach you a little French.
Okay. You already
talked. Où est la bibliothèque?
Okay. We're not doing this right now.
Where is the library?
All right.
Okay.
Elle from Las Vegas says, hi, friends. I'm a 50-50 split between Cam and Karen Lee, and here's why. Oh. Karen Lee, I'm a 42-year-old. I'm 42 and attracted to younger men 100% of the time.
Oh, yeah. Cougar.
I've tried dating men my age, and they can't keep up. They have a poor diet or immature and are already set in their ways. Sounds like you.
I have definitely found that to be true when I was in the dating scene.
Also, younger men's dicks work. This is a little dig at the older men.
Yeah, apparently the older men don't work.
So I can relate to having seen a lot of peen and been wiser because of it. Karen, you are beautiful and inspiring.
Who is this again?
Elle from Vegas.
Thank you, Elle. I appreciate that.
I'm also Cam because I'm a theater nerd.
Are you a theater nerd?
Well, I am going to clown school in France for a month.
Yeah, yeah.
And then a theater festival afterwards for a month.
So that would qualify you as a theater nerd.
Thank you. And what turns me, I could just be someone into theater or a clown, a theater nerd?
I think nerd is now a positive.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's switched from when I was growing up to being
nerd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now it's like, it's cool to be a nerd.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for reframe. Okay. Elle goes on to say, and what turns me on is people who love to act, sing, rap, and be creative. Nothing better than a guy who is in touch with his vulnerable side, and it makes me horny as hell.
Oh!
I'm also slightly neurotic about things. My diet, yoga, being active, and it's still all such a new journey for me, dating and sex. I pick my partners too carefully. This leads to not getting as much sex as others. Okay, so
she does sound more like you than me.
That's very much like me, right?
Yeah.
Being a little too picky. Cam, you are a smart, funny man, and those two elements will always be the key to unlocking my sexual desire. I'm unlocking Elle from Vegas' sexual desire,
oh,
mother.
Oh, boy, Cam.
Oh, my fucking God.
Did you want this so you can pick up women?
This is exactly what I was hoping for with this question. Just kidding. But thank you, Elle. She goes on to say, thanks and have a great hiatus. Looking forward to how great the show will be when you get back. Love, Elle from Vegas. Thank you, Elle.
I think we are going to take some of the notes that we're getting now and incorporating them in the new season.
Like what?
Just...
Oh, where are you going with this shit?
No, we're just going to take some notes that what people liked more than other. You know, they definitely like me. I'm just kidding. Just kidding. Just kidding.
Okay. A little less of me, a little more of you.
No, that's not what they were saying. It seems like it's 50-50 split.
Jay says, sex for me is I'm a KLP. Don't worry, get happy. Always up to try a new thing. Share what works for you. Use weed to unlock more sensory information.
Well, that, I gotta be honest, that's the truth.
What do you mean that's the truth?
Weed does unlock some...
sensory information?
Sensory information.
Does it get you completely paranoid?
No. Why would it do that?
Because sometimes it does it. The biggest takeaway for Jay is share what works. Some share uplifting wisdom. Some share uplifting wisdom.
Are you saying that you?
I literally have a segment on the show called Cam's Uppers.
Oh, that's what they're talking about?
That's uplifting wisdom.
Okay.
Where else on the show do we share uplifting wisdom?
He was talking about me.
In what ways have you shared uplifting wisdom?
Uplifting about sex wisdom, obviously.
Okay. Some share lube samples and sex toys. That's you.
What?
That's you.
You are the one who
gave... some share uplifting wisdom, others share lube samples and sex toys.
I did share a lot of lube.
Yeah.
By the way, people are asking more and more about Uber Lube.
Well, Uber Lube to save the day. Use code SNEAKY. How does my beret look right now?
I actually think it looks pretty damn good.
Because before it was squeezing the shit out of my head, so now it's kind of just sitting on top of my head.
Well, you can't see the writing, they're coming.
Okay, well then I'll just stick with the red. Okay, Hammy responded to our question about who she, this person, it could be he, she, they, I
right,
don't know.
We're not sure.
They said, just no.
No.
They don't identify with either of us.
Oh, okay.
Well, Hammy, good luck. TJC says, honestly, I would have to say that I identify as Karen Lee for sure. Cam is awesome. I love him to life, but Karen matches my energy. I believe that Karen is more apt to try anything as long as it's pleasurable and would consider all aspects of a request before denying it. Excuse me. You don't think I would do that shit? Most mature women want to be loved, secured, and desired. With those three elements provided, would set the stage for fun times to be had in the bedroom for sure. Love you guys. Have fun and be safe. Thank you, TJ.
TJ, you nailed it.
Are those the three that you like?
I like the themes that are occurring here.
What's it? What are the themes over here?
Have fun, smoke weed,
yeah,
and enjoy life.
Yeah,
don't give a shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What?
There's also this other underlying theme of like, you know, Cam doesn't really enjoy life, try new things.
No. That's not what they're saying. They say you're just a little more introspective.
No one has mentioned the word introspective.
I'm just globalizing the qualities that people bringing up.
This has turned onto a hit on or shit on.
No, it is not.
It really has.
This was your idea. You came up with this question.
I thought it was getting good responses, and this is garbage over here.
You're only looking at the negativity.
There was someone that said that they identified. Elle from Vegas was kind of hitting on me. That was nice. We can go back to that. Emma says, Pillow Princes Unite. That's you. Love. She got the heart, Emma. She's getting better at the heart. Carlos says, hey guys, I would like to say I really do love the show and have been listening since day one. Thank you, Carlos.
I love it. When people say they've been listening since day one, it just warms the cockles of my heart.
With that said, I also would like to say that in the beginning, you guys talked about sex and other stuff, but now it seems like you guys are having a hard time finding topics to talk about. Like a few weeks back, I think the question was poop or pee stories. I mean, really? I think this time away will do you guys good and maybe get you refreshed and thinking about sex again. Thank you for your time. See you on the flip side.
Now, who is this?
Carlos.
Carlos.
Yeah.
Carlos.
Carlos is a little upset with you with your pee and poop question.
Okay, Carlos, this is also it's not just a sex show.
It's not a sex show at all.
I know, it's not.
It sounds like we have sex on the show.
I mean, it's not just talking about sex.
A sex talk show?
It's not just about a sex talk show. There's plenty of those out there, as we know, and they're all very good. But we offer a little of the other side.
We are multifaceted humans.
Right. And we like the humor of things that go on in our bodies.
You think that we are only interested in bodily functions like sex, but no. We're also interested in pooping and peeing stories.
And apparently that was one of the funniest episodes I've ever heard. I think
you enjoyed that one?
Yes, because we were talking about every type of excrement that you can come up with, and excrement is funny. So
it is funny. So Carlos, we're going to have to say thank you, but no thank you. But thank you for listening since day one. I'm glad you're still with us.
And don't worry, we'll still talk about boring ass sex.
Also, I do appreciate Carlos's text. He really sends us some very graphic texts about his sex life, which is nice.
Really?
Yeah, he does.
I'm glad to
hear
that.
He's open. Chris says, definitely Cam.
Oh, there you go.
I come quick.
Oh, there you go.
I'm glad that you found a kindred spirit, Chris. Liz says, okay, no, we're moving on. Okay. I'm not identifying with that.
I don't think you should, because
perpetuating that cycle.
That was an old thing that you don't do anymore.
Yeah, I do.
Well, oh. Yeah. All right. Yeah, I do. You told me not to bring that up anymore.
It went, well, you fucking have brought it up multiple times today, but also the issue went away for a while, but now that I've gotten out of the routine of having sex or hooking up, now I need to regain stamina.
You're going to regain stamina as soon as you have that French...
French...
I was going to say pousse.
Pousse?
Pousse.
Pousse.
As soon as you get a little French pousse, you're going to be a new man.
Pousse.
Or a little beignet.
Beignet. What are you, pousse and beignet?
Is that...
Have a little pousse with my beignet?
Yeah.
Mom. Oh, my God. You're out of control. All right. Ready for Liz?
Yes.
Liz says, I think I'm a hybrid. I identify with the mindful, conscious connection Cam often seems to prefer.
So is that a shit on to me that I'm not mindful and conscious and...
You're unconscious.
And I am pretty unconscious.
Literally on weed and obliterated. As well as his open-minded curiosity about pleasure and trying new things. So now I have two people saying that I like to try new things and one person saying I don't like to try new things.
So?
I like to try new things.
I'm glad.
Liz goes on to say, but Karen Lee's confidence in going after what she wants in and out of the bedroom.
They nailed it.
Sounds like you really are preaching some message over there.
Seems to be a common thread.
People think you're confident or preach confidence at the least.
Do you know, ironically, what I did?
Oh, God.
Put out a video on my TikTok about confidence being the most attractive trait.
Why is that ironic?
It's the theme of today.
It's coincidental.
It's coincidental.
Ironic would mean we don't expect you to do that.
Isn't it ironic?
It's not ironic. We expect you definitely to put out a video about you and confidence.
I think confidence is king.
All right. Let's go on to Liz. Oh, well, Liz said you both are the best. Love you, and we will miss you both. We'll miss you so much.
It feels good to be missed.
Liz. It feels good to be missed?
Yeah, I'm feeling like they're missing us already.
Oh.
But don't worry.
Don't worry.
We'll be back.
Lisa says, although I don't appreciate your hiatus, I'll answer. Although I'm now a full-fledged Karen in the bedroom.
Oh, Karen Lee, not Karen. You don't want to be Karen.
Comfortable, confident, and know what I like. This is very much what you're doing.
Lisa usually gets me, or I get Lisa.
You guys are on the same page. Yeah. I do relate to Cam in that I was a late bloomer and need an emotional connection to go there. What the fuck is it? I get so excited. I relate to Cam. I'm a late bloomer. I never identified as a late bloomer. This is outrageous. What the fuck is going on here? Bloomer, quick coming, deer in headlights, doesn't know what the fuck is going on, doesn't go for what he wants.
I mean, considering the fact you've had quite a few...
Fucking Joseph's laughing over
here. You've had a few partners this year, so. in the last couple of years.
A few partners in the last couple of years?
Yeah. So I don't know if that's so accurate. You're not like that late of a... I guess, you know, yeah, maybe you're late in the blooming in the sense that you haven't had a ton of experience.
All right. Let's just keep moving on.
Do you remember when we were interviewed on the stage of the Pickup Artists?
Yes.
And they asked you how many people you had sex with and you decided to lie?
Yeah. What did I say, 15?
You said 19.
I did?
Which is a random number. Like, why didn't you just say 20?
I also have no idea how many partners I've had.
How do you not have? I
zero clue.
It's like my mantra when I go to bed. If I can't sleep, I just go through the
partners?
Yeah.
Wow. I've lost count.
There you see. That's why you are the smooth criminal.
I'm an older stud. Just a wild buck out here.
You're just a wild buck?
Yes.
With a red beret.
Lisa goes on to say, my biggest takeaways from the show is laugh and have fun.
Good.
Love it.
Love it.
Don't be a hypochondriac.
Don't love it. I like to be a hypochondriac.
Smoke a little weed. Listen to good music.
Love it.
Enjoy and freely talk about sex. Most importantly, don't give two fucks.
Or a rat's ass.
Thank you, Lisa.
Lisa.
Phenomenal.
We have some great sneaky freaks.
I love our sneaky
freaks. If you guys, for whatever reason, are listening to this episode for the first time, know that when you're a listener of our episode, you are an honorary sneaky freak.
Mm-hmm. We got more responses. Unfortunately, we can't read them all. But I would like to read one from Joseph, who said, I identify as Karen Lee. Cam is an inhibited, uptight little bitch.
Joseph, that was not very nice.
Joseph.
Was that you, Joseph?
No, it was not you.
No, it wasn't him.
Joseph, listen. No one asked you to listen to this fucking podcast, okay? If you think I'm such an uptight, inhibited little bitch, go check out a different podcast.
Why does he think that?
I don't know, but why does he need to share that with me?
Oh, okay.
Why does he need to text that to me?
That was a shit on.
When do you ever text someone? You're an uptight, you're an inhibited, uptight little bitch. Fuck you, Joseph. I'm just going to say it. Fuck you, Joseph. The fuck is that?
He's not an inhibited, uptight little bitch.
Absolutely not. I'm a smooth criminal. We've established that. Fucking done. Thank you for all of your responses. We're going to miss most of you when we go on hiatus.
Apparently not Joseph.
Not Joseph.
Joseph likes what I have to
say. Inhibited, uptight little bitch. Fuck you.
Why would he say something like that?
I don't know.
All right.
It was outrageous. I couldn't, when that came in, my mind was blown. I was like, how did this person how could you feel comfortable texting that to someone?
I think he's a little jealous.
Oh, he's a little jealous. He wants to have a sex talk with his own mom.
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
He wants to have a podcast where he talks about sex with his mom and, you know.
So now anything that I say for the rest of this episode now is going to have to go fly in the face of Joseph.
I think we need to stick to what we've
inhibited up tight.
Well, what have we taught you throughout the last 8 years? Don't give a fuck. Or a rat's ass. So who cares? There's a couple.
Okay, who cares? Well, I'm going to text you. You're inhibited.
When we get on Hit On or Shit On, you're going to find some nasty shit that people texted me. I don't give a rat's ass when people text me like that.
Okay. All right. Thank you all for your compliments and some shit ons.
Well, let's focus on the positives.
Why wasn't that a hit on or shit on?
That was a both.
It was a big shit on.
It was a shit on.
Definitely a hit on to you, shit on to me.
Yep.
Thank you all. Please text us 310-356-3920. If your name is not Joseph. This particular Joseph. Okay. We really appreciate all of your responses. It really, adding that segment of the show this year was like one of my favorite things that we did. It might have been last year that we actually added
because we can connect with people and we find out what's on their mind, what they like, what they don't like. And
we feel connected to you.
Oh, what is wrong with you?
The way that you said that was outrageous.
We feel connected to you.
We feel we can connect with people.
We like to connect.
We like to connect.
What do you want? I'm on roids.
All right, so what's going on in your life, mother?
I was
going
to ask you that.
I'm going to sound like an inhibited, uptight little bitch.
Okay. Well, I don't know
why I did this. What?
Honestly, you have to be yourself.
All right.
And if it means that some people are going to criticize you, so be it.
Oh, God.
I think most people appreciate your honesty because most people are not as honest about themselves as we are here.
I just caught a glimpse of myself on camera and...
You look like an uptight little bitch with a red beret.
I reminded myself of my mime teacher, who is this like older bald man who wears berets. Joseph, why do you have to put that big screen on there up there? I don't love this look.
God, it's cute. It's cute.
I think I'm gonna become a fucking clown or mime teacher one day, and it freaks me the fuck out.
Okay,
I love my mime teacher, but.
Why do you?
Know.
Why do you
he
feel
actually
like
he has a wonderful girlfriend, sweetheart?
Well, where is this going?
I just got to. I was like, I just saw myself 50 years from now.
Maybe. Well, maybe the good thing
he's
is
maybe 20 years older than me.
The good thing is you have hair.
Thank you, mother. By that time, I probably will not. Knock on wood. Anyway, can we get to my life? What the hell?
Why do you think one day you're going to be a mime teacher?
I saw a flash of my future just came into focus.
And you're going to be a mime
teacher.
When
I saw myself with the mime, hat, with the beret.
And if you did become a professional mime and clown teacher, what do you think?
I will never get laid again?
No, you probably will.
You think I'll get laid more or less if I become a mime teacher?
The mime part, no.
So what part?
Maybe the clown, because
the clown. You think the clown gets laid more than the mime?
I don't know if it's against the student rules.
Yeah, it is. Fuck the kids.
All right, so no. Fuck the kids.
You're going to have students. You're not going to fuck them.
Oh, yeah. What the hell?
No, I'm a teacher.
You're a professor.
But I start becoming a touring mime. And I just go from city to city, and just these women are fawning over me.
I think that's what's going to happen. It's going to start in Paris.
My wall, the wall that I can build, the invisible wall.
I got to be honest, Cam. I don't find clowns sexy.
I don't give a fuck if you find clowns sexy.
I mean, I could
We're
find...
not talking traditional clown, by the way, like Bozo the Clown.
I don't find mime sexy at all.
Okay, well, we are talking about traditional mimes. Okay, let's move on. Okay.
So what is happening in your life besides...
I think you're right.
About?
So, I don't know...
Wait.
What?
I never, ever hear, I think you're right. I never
right.
get that, ever. So
I'm
just wanna,
not happy about it.
I just want to bask in the...
Oh, take it all in.
Yes.
Take it all in, because your fucking bullshit was right for once. So, I matched with a beautiful woman on Hinge. Beautiful. Okay?
Okay.
She's cool. She's cute. She seems sane. Check, check, check. And, you know, obviously I'm leaving for France on Thursday.
Okay.
So, I just set up a date with this beautiful woman. And you go, oh, God, this is another Kristen Walker situation.
Yep.
Now, for our Sneaky Freak listeners... If you haven't heard of Kristen Walker, you should know her. She was on the cruise. She was on an Alaskan, the celebrity cruise in Alaska in 2002, I think. 2003, maybe.
It was probably, because
we were 12 or 13.
We were on a family cruise.
Yes.
The whole extended
Alaska
family.
Celebrity cruise. Kristen Walker, if you're out there, I'm still looking for you. You're in Missouri, or at least at the time you were, and we fell in love.
Yeah.
We exchanged about a few sentences, and then all we could do.
How did you even get her last name?
Kristen Walker. Maybe that's how she introduced herself to me.
Or maybe her name is Kristen, and you made up the name Walker.
No, I didn't make up the name Walker. Somehow I got the last name Walker.
And I know when we got back home, you were searching on AOL for her.
I know.
AOL chat.
Not AOL chat. I was looking through the profile directories, whatever the fuck. AOL.
Do you look
so
back
sad.
On your inner Cam and think to yourself, what a pathetic little bitch. I only said that because of what that guy just said.
I hope you laugh so hard that you piss in your new white pants.
That is not nice.
Yeah. Well, you don't. That you think it's nice to call you so you look back at your inner child and say, "What a pathetic little bitch."
No, I mean maybe that's the way you thought of yourself then, but you were just a normal little boy.
Thank you. Then why would I think of myself as a pathetic little bitch?
Because which guy said that?
Joseph.
Joseph said that. We don't even
bring up Joseph again.
I mean, that's what got me uptight, thinking. Little bitch.
Fucking, what was, there was another word, inhibited, uptight little bitch. Okay, anyway. So this is what I do. I find someone in an impossible situation to maintain a relationship with them.
Like
and I
the
fall
James
in love.
Blunt song.
Yeah.
No. I saw her on a subway train. You're beautiful.
It's true. I saw your face
in a crowded place.
And I don't know what to do. Because I'll never be with you.
He's a little bitch boy, too.
Little bitch, James.
James Blunt is James a little bitch.
Big Blunt,
but the fact that we can remember the words.
Bitch.
Jeez, I'm so happy we remembered the words to that song.
Anyway, Kristen Walker was definitely one of the ones that got away. But I happen to do this. I romanticize. Something in my unconscious is like, okay, if it's an impossible situation, I'm going to romanticize the shit out of this person, fall head over heels.
By the way, your uncle was very similar to that on cruise ships. He would find a girl.
Cruise ships do this to you.
Yeah.
If you're single on a cruise ship, oh God, game on.
And then
you can build up this whole fantasy about them.
Right. I know a happy ending story.
They ended up together?
Two of my friends, they ended up together.
Look at that.
Met on Crystal cruise ship, so.
Upscale
cruise ship.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, that's exactly what just fucking happened with this date that I just went on before leaving for France.
So it was a great date. You didn't get her last name?
Great date. You know what? Honestly, let's just say I could tell something's a little different. My body responds. Obviously, you guys know I'm very
sensitive.
My body responds to any impulse, any stimulation. Okay. Well, so sometimes when I meet someone, I have the desire to just immediately go fuck them. Sometimes I have the desire to be go away from them, sometimes to kiss them.
I don't think you're that occasionally unusual in that sense. Most people,
I don't think a lot of people know what part of their bodies are getting stimulated or what they want to do. I think it's very unconscious. You gotta be aware of that shit, man.
You gotta be aware. Okay, I'm aware. Okay,
you're aware.
Called pheromones.
Something's going on there with the body and the context, and I had the desire just to hold this person.
Okay, maybe that was the problem.
Why?
I
gave her a hug.
So she thought of it as platonic.
No, it's not a platonic hold. What am I just holding someone platonically?
All right. So what happened?
Then I asked her out again and she's left me on red. She's not responding.
Wait, why didn't you go for the kiss?
I went for the kiss.
And?
We don't need to talk about the specific. I don't kiss and tell, mother.
Oh, you just said hug. And I was going to think that's kind of lame.
I had the desire to hold her. And I didn't say hug. Hold.
Hold.
There's a difference with the hug and the hold.
What's the difference?
I think the hold is more
endearing.
Yeah, there's something to hold. To hold someone is different than just hug someone. You know?
I'm not sure that there's that much of a difference, but okay.
Where the body weight is kind of in yours or something, like you're encompassing them, or there's a difference here.
Okay,
it's very subtle nuance. Anyway, so, I don't think she's very attracted to me. It's fine. I'm leaving for France. It doesn't need to affect my sleep. We're fine.
You know what I have to say to that?
What?
Hubs and dreared.
Mom, the fuck does that mean?
It's Yiddish for tell her to go take a shit. You can't really translate that, but that's something my dad would say.
Are you going to tell her to go take a shit?
You know what? Maybe it's you're full of shit. Something like that. But okay. I think anyone that doesn't realize the value in you, as we've just recognized from so many different people saying how wonderful you are.
Some of them didn't recognize the value. But
except for Joseph. But
Joseph definitely didn't recognize the values. Others were not that complimentary.
Most of them were very complimentary.
Most of them. Some of them.
And some lucky little French.
Elle from Vegas was seeing the value.
Yes.
Some French fucking pousse.
Some French pousse will find you attractive. And she will, like, you have little things, like you bought dark chocolate for future dates to have at your house.
Yeah.
And I noticed it was unopened.
Mom, fucking, first of all, that is not, that dark chocolate was gifted to me at a bachelor and, or at a wedding.
Oh.
And I gave it to you kindly. You thought that was from, I bought for
a date
and then it didn't go, so I gave it to you instead?
Yeah, because it didn't go, you didn't have a date, so you gave it to me.
You're making up these pathetic stories.
It is not pathetic.
That was a pathetic
story. You had told me in the past that you had a little dark chocolate.
I did buy a dark chocolate expecting a date to come over. Never happened. And then we ate it as a family.
You ate the dark chocolate as a family?
You ate some of that as well. That was on Dad's death day. It was a sad moment for everyone.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
Oh, my God. Anyway, okay, that's what's going on in my life, falling in love and leaving and not getting responses. What's going on with you, Mother?
By the way, never say never. You never know what's going to happen with
that. Who knows? I can come out of this podcast recording and we'll get a whole huge text message. I'm so sorry. My phone has been destroyed. It was.
Yeah, she could have lost the phone. This happened
to
me.
No one ever loses the phone.
Diesel's lost his phone.
Diesel loses the phone, but this is not these.
Not these.
Yeah.
Diesel not only lost the phone, he broke the phone.
Yeah, it was delivered. Let's move on. Move on. She's not even, who knows? Who knows if she, I met her once. She might not be the love of my life. It's very hard for me to see beyond the beauty. When I first meet someone, I'm completely enraptured.
Oh, I'm glad you're enraptured. You should be enraptured. That's the kind of thing, if you don't have that.
It's illogical. Because I don't really know who this person is.
I know, but it's good to have that kind of physical desire right from
physical
the get-go.
Physical desire.
Yeah, like the people that don't have it right from the get-go and they say, oh, I'll let it develop over time. I don't think it ever developed
over
time.
I'm thinking she didn't feel the physical desire the way I did. So that's an issue. When I feel the physical desire for someone, for people, I mean, if this becomes a thing and then they don't feel the same way back.
Do you realize how many people there are in the world?
Yeah. So one of them's going to have
one of them is going to have that.
But it's rare that I find physical, like someone very physically desirable.
Well, maybe you need to just
keep moving to France.
Yeah. Keep looking.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's what's going on in my life. Also, by the way, I'll caveat all this. By saying, you know, moving away is a difficult transition. And I might be channeling all of my energy into this girl because it's a distraction from the stress of actually packing up.
How much energy are you putting into this girl?
Well, there's a lot of neuroses going on around, a lot of anxiety neuroses going on.
Why? What are you talking about?
I'm thinking about this girl.
What kind of neuroses are you?
I'm looking at my phone, seeing if she's texting. That type of shit.
You're making yourself nuts.
Yeah.
Well,
look at this. I'm glad that this is the last episode that we do before the hiatus, so that any future prospect that's listening can hear how fucking lonely and desperate I am.
I think if anything, all these women are like, I would love to go out with Cam.
Because I'll be by my phone looking.
Yes, and
nonstop.
you'll be just hot to trot for her.
No.
You know, give a good hug instead, or a hold instead of a hug.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that could happen.
All right. We'll move on.
Thank you for giving Deez a ton of sex toys.
You're welcome. Has he been using them?
I don't know. He had a bag full of them.
Because I was gifted a bunch of male sex toys. You're not going to use that.
I don't want that. What do you mean you're
so
not going
to
use
it? I'm giving him Tanga eggs to fuck. I'm giving him prostate massagers.
And your brother-in-law is saying, oh, I like those. I'll take those. And one time use only. What's going on over there?
Well, they're expensive little eggs.
What are these eggs?
These Tanga eggs. You could fuck the fuckable eggs.
Well, why does
looks like you,
why
you
does Deez need
a
an egg?
Partner six eggs. Deez, you fuck an egg.
Okay.
I gave one to my brother-in-law, and Deez.
Did your brother appreciate
and
it too?
And two of my best friends. Everyone's getting an egg.
What, did you get a dozen eggs?
I had six eggs. I gave them all away.
You had a half a dozen eggs.
I kept one egg for myself.
Did you try it?
No.
I'm curious. Who makes this?
Tanga. A big Japanese company. They make good eggs. Okay, is that all you got?
That's all I got. I'm just...
All right, keep me updated on how Deez likes his sex toys that I gave him.
I think we're at the time for hit on or shit on.
Is it time for hit on or shit on? Hit on or shit on, if this we weren't already doing this, is the segment of the show where we take your comments and determine if they're a hit on or a shit on. I couldn't imagine what a shit on could sound like.
Someone commented. It was involving you.
Oh, here we go.
Talking about how you like spray cum all over the place.
Where was I talking about spraying cum all over the place?
In one of the TikTok clips.
They Dale made a TikTok clip about me spraying cum?
Yeah. You spoke right? about that it smelled.
Oh, the smell is different. I saw that one.
Well, this commenter said, like Uno, if it smells, you have an infection. Just to let you all know, that's disgusting and you all need help.
Thank you, doctor.
You all need help.
Thank you.
All right.
What does like Uno mean?
I don't know.
It smells like you have... I don't have an infection. Trust me. I got all sorts of tests recently.
Oh, no.
Fecal tests.
Did everything come out okay?
STI tests. I got all the... Yeah. Everything's looking good down there. I'm ready for the French pussy.
Yeah, French. Okay.
What is this one?
I don't know if I'm right, but Cam gives me a huge ENFJ vibe. Extroverted, intuitive, feeling, judging. What does that...
I think that's actually probably accurate.
She thinks you're extroverted, intuitive, feeling, and judging.
Yeah. I'll take it. I think
you're
that's
extroverted.
You think that's a hit on? Intuitive? Yeah. I'll take feeling, definitely.
Well,
judging, not so nice, but
I don't
accurate.
Think you're that judging.
I think that one's a tricky one. I forget what the alternative to judging is.
Not judging?
No.
Not being judgmental?
No.
What?
I think it's like, I don't know. I forget exactly what it is.
All right. So we're saying that is a hit on.
Hit on. Thank you.
Was the, like, Uno, it's, if it smells, you have an infection. That was a shit on.
That's definitely shit on.
And then I see this one.
Oh, God.
Someone commented, it looks like she had a stroke.
Not a fun comment.
Now, that set me reeling. I'm like, oh, my God, what if I had a stroke?
You would have known if you had a stroke.
How do you, maybe I had a mild stroke.
You don't know if you've had a stroke?
I don't know.
Didn't have a stroke.
Okay, well,
fuck that guy.
That's a shit on.
Shit on. Why would someone share that? She looks like she had a stroke?
I'm telling you, I don't give a rat's ass.
What are these people, what are they doing with their lives?
They're judging. They're judging.
They're judging.
They're judging.
They're literally judging. And by the way, this person, this ENFJ is judging, by the way.
Why are they
giving me my fucking Myers-Briggs over here?
Is that the Myers-Briggs personality test?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know.
Yeah. What did you think that was?
I had no idea.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that hit on her shit on mother.
I think it's time for mom's news.
Mom's news.
Mom's news.
Mom's news is a segment of the show where my mother shares earth-shattering, groundbreaking, need-to-know info. Mother, what do we got?
This is very applicable.
Oh, boy. I'm sure it is.
I found that there was an article about this TikToker who does a little subject line of 51st dates. Her name is Hannah Zazlowski. She's an Aussie who's dating in London. And I started going deep diving down her TikTok. And she's talking about date one, I did this. Date two, I did this. And she's in real time going through a lot of these dates that she's, you know, hooking up with.
Hooking up with?
She'll talk about if she hooked up or not hooked up or what she did. And I was thinking to myself, London's not too far away from France.
I'm going to Edinburgh.
Well, when you go to London, you got to hook her up and say, why? I'll be one of those 51st dates.
What's going on? Why?
I think it's a clever little niche. Maybe you should do it in France.
You think she's the only person who's going on dates and hooking up over there?
She's describing...
Why is she documenting?
It's engaging.
Yeah. Well, maybe...
And I'm thinking maybe you should do something like this.
You're using me like bait to try to get some viewership on our podcast. That's what's happening right now.
I mean, we can do a whole little subcategory.
No.
Yeah. Cam can do 51st dates in France.
No.
51st pussies in France.
What's with you and the pussy?
Pussy. Voulez-vous pussy avec moi?
Oh, my God. Anyway, thank you for that recommendation.
I think we should even...
Have you reached out to her?
No, God. I would not reach out to her without your permission, of course.
Thank God.
But I was actually thinking that you might want to do something like this.
Mom, it's a little different for a guy to be recording his sexual adventures.
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
Women don't like to hear that shit.
I would.
Yeah, you're my mother. A woman does not want to see that I'm about to go and talk about this afterwards. You've seen on the podcast it created some serious issues. I had to stop doing that.
No, remember, we don't give a rat's ass.
No, I do give a rat's ass.
All right.
When it comes to that, when it comes to talking about others.
So what if you chronicle these reactions to, they're like reaction videos to the dates. What if you chronicle them and post them way after you get back?
Mom, I'm not doing that.
Okay.
Why does everything need to be posted?
Oh, content, baby.
Thank you for Mom's News.
Mom's News.
Mom's News. And now, it's the time of the show where you guys get to listen to a very not uptight, not inhibited, wise sage of a monk. It's Cam's Uppers.
Cam's Uppers is the place to be. Fun living is a life for me.
Cam's Uppers is the segment of the show where I share something near and dear to my heart, something that my mother typically finds
electrifying.
Is that sarcasm?
No.
Yes, it is.
No.
Or?
Fun.
Is that another sarcastic thing?
No.
Or?
Lovely.
Okay, you're bullshitting me today. You're trying to end on good terms. Yes. Is that going to happen?
Yes, I am.
I see you trying to sweeten it up.
I'm trying to sweeten the pot.
Okay, well, then you're going to love this, Mother, because I'm reading today from Ecclesiastes.
What?
Yeah, the Bible.
You know what, Cam?
What?
I go to a hairstylist.
Okay.
And this hairstylist is a born-again Christian.
Okay.
And he talks my ear off about Christianity for 3 hours straight while he's doing my hair. He does not wait for me to even respond.
Okay.
I don't want Cam's Uppers turning into this either.
It's turned into it, baby. I want to share something because I think there's something beautifully written here that I thought
we could
share.
Why are you reading the Bible just out of curiosity?
I like this quote.
Oh.
Also, I could read the Bible. Everyone could enjoy some good wisdom in there.
I didn't know that you were into Bible readings.
Yeah, sometimes.
Okay.
Okay. This is, and you probably already know this actually. Ecclesiastes 3. It's called A Time for Everything. Do you know this?
Turn. There is a season. Turn.
Mom.
And a time for every person.
No, this is the circle game?
No.
What is it?
Turn. The song, I think it's the Mamas and the Papas or something from the 60s.
Okay.
With every season. Turn.
Mom, you're not derailing. I see what you're going on. I see what's happening right now. You want to stop me from reading, but I'm going. There is a time for everything, and a season for every activity under the heavens. A time to be born and a time to die.
A time to be born, a time to die, a time to love.
To plant and a time to uproot. Is this a song?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So you like it in that form?
I like it in the Mamas and the
Papas. I'm going to keep reading, okay? A time to kill and a time to heal.
A time to kill.
Mom.
Okay, sorry.
A time to tear down and a time to build. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to scatter stones and a time to gather them. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing or holding in this situation.
Oh.
A time to search and a time to give up. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to mend. A time to be silent.
Mime.
And a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate, a time to war and a time for peace. It goes on and on.
A time for war.
Is this all in the song?
The whole song.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
Just put it on right now.
I'm not putting it on. The whole podcast will go down.
No, just put it on.
No, you can put it on. Mom, it's copyright material. We can't use any ads if
All right. You guys go check it out. There's a song. I believe it's the Mamas and the Papas or one of those 60s artists.
Why is this the takeaway from my reading?
Okay. I love that reading.
Thank you. The reason I bring this up.
They usually read it at funerals. Okay. It's not usually read at a comedy podcast.
It's a beautiful quote. It's a quote. It's a writing. It's a poem. And I think there is something very I'm grateful for, even during this time of transition being uncomfortable for me. It's very I'm grateful that I have faith that everything comes in time at the right time. You know.
Yes.
And so, you know, we will see how this hiatus transpires. We might come back refreshed. We might keep going. We don't. We will see where this goes.
Yeah, you have a one-way ticket.
I have a one-way ticket to France right now. Yeah, and so yeah, we'll feel what the time is telling us.
Well, but I for one will miss you.
I will miss you as well, and I will miss all of you, sneaky freaks.
Yeah, you sneaky freaks. Hopefully, we'll be able to connect at some point, but we're not. We don't have anything on tap. Unless Joseph and I want to come out to France and record out there.
Maybe you can start sex talk with my mom with Joseph instead of me. He's not doing it.
He's saying negative.
But I do want to thank everyone who's made this show possible for the past almost 8 years, over 500 episodes.
Incredible.
Unbelievable. We could not have done it with you sneaky freaks, especially people that have been saying they've been listening from episode one.
It's incredible.
Yeah. It's unbelievable that you stuck with us. You've allowed us the ability to have these conversations. You pushed us to improve our show, to improve ourselves. You've made us better people.
I could cry right now.
It's true. Yeah, my life has changed dramatically for the better because of this podcast. And we would not have been doing this without you guys.
Yeah, this podcast is what we identify as. Like, we go into a hot tub and Mexico, and the next thing you know, we're talking about sex talk with my mom.
Yeah, it's what I talk about on a date. They're like, what do you spend your time doing? Well, I talk about sex with my mom. Don't leave.
Don't leave?
Yes.
They're leaving?
Yes. But yeah, I want to thank all of you guys, the people who've texted in.
How about our Patreon members?
And especially the Patreon members.
Patreon.
I mean, it gives me chills to think about you guys.
patreon.com/sextalkwithmymom.
They're such sweethearts, and you've supported us financially and emotionally.
And on Discord too.
Yeah. And you've created an amazing community. You guys are the lifeblood of this podcast.
Yep.
So we thank you. We love you.
And we missed you already.
We already miss you. But we do have a sneaky freak Patreon party tomorrow. So yeah, we'll be in touch. This is not the end. Maybe Sex Talk with Mom will come back as a TV show. Maybe it'll come back as a podcast in a different form. We don't know what this is going to be.
We don't know. We're just going to go with the flow.
We're going with the flow, and we ask that you bear with us and you come with us wherever we go.
On our journey. We'll hopefully still be posting some content on social media and TikTok and Instagram. Mm-hmm. And whatever we can do to keep you by our side.
Yeah, we love you guys.
We do.
I love you too.
I love you. I love Joseph, too.
We love you, Joseph. And Dale.
And Dale, too.
A huge shout out to Dale for cutting this every week.
And for getting his help from Kevin.
Yeah. Shout out to Kev.
And let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and having fun in Gay Paris.
Oh! Did you just...
Did I just rhyme? Did I just say Gay Paris?
Trees and Paris.
It works.
It works.
All right. You're about to criticize me.
No, it does work.
You feel bad. It's the last time I actually rhymed.
You actually did it. You did.
I did.
Yeah, you're ending, at least for this season.
I'm ending
season,
on a high note.
You're ending this season on a bang. We'll say that.
We love you guys.
Love you. Bye. Bye.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in business into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.